Welcome to the Boxing Writer mini podcast series. This is an article that first appeared on boxingwriter.co.uk. Leon Spinks was the heavyweight champion in 1978. He was Olympic champion in 1976. Two facts that were indisputable, representing two mountaintops few stand upon. It was rarefied air Leon Spinks was breathing for a time, grinning through much of it, a young man with the boxing world in the palm of his hand, and the rest of it knocking at his hotel room door. He met most of both with love and that unique smile of his. Boxing taught him to trust few of those that knocked, and his fame was a blessing and a burden in the days beyond 78. He will be remembered always, not as the greatest or for enduring greatness, but because for a night in 1978, he put it on Ali for 15 rounds and won the title, back when it was still to refer to, and was, the title. As a child of 73, Spinks's career, personality and story was something that was relived in hindsight, compiled from column inches and chapters in books about other people. For too long, he was the asterisk to the career of a hero rather than one in his own right. It was a fate that befell many who operated in Muhammad Ali's orbit. Cooper, Liston, Holmes, Berbick, all defined to smaller and larger extent by the performance of Ali when they fought him rather than anything else they achieved. Some fighters fall between the cracks of our attention like this. They might fight in a division we neglect, possess a style that doesn't chime with our preferences, or more simply, fall in an era before our own. Leon Spinks tended to fall between those same cracks, never front and centre in my own pilgrimage through boxing history, to slip by, as he often did for those charged with keeping him on the straight and narrow. Leon's victory against Ali, his greatest, is always caveated by Ali's age and the immediate rematch in which the young champion relinquished the belt. It's used to discredit the first result, as though his victory was an accident, a fluke, and therefore unworthy. True, there were circumstantial factors, but they exist in any fight. It is easy to overlook that only 5 months earlier, Ali had beaten a prime Ernie Shavers over 15 rounds. However in decline Ali was, and there is no scientific algorithm to determine what percentage of his best remained, Leon outpunched him, ignored Ali's tactical attempts to sap his energy, as he had with Foreman, and then matched the veteran's last round rally in his eighth fight. There was opportunism, cynicism and a few other isms at work in making the match, but Leon trained, showed up and beat the stuffing out of the champion. Not many get there. The fact it was preceded just 2 years earlier by an Olympic gold medal, a triumph which puts him in the exalted company of Fraser, Foreman and Lewis, to name but three, underlines the speed of his rise and his ability too. Leon achieved incredible things, a fun-loving, live-for-today character, in the good times and those less so. He won't be forgotten. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Boxing Writer mini podcast. Subscribe to catch up with further episodes.